And the spiritual life is what it is. It's not that anything gets fixed or rights itself somehow. It's just that deep, way deep down, you really stop complaining. You really stop expecting things to go your way. Because it's a very unrealistic way to think, and we all think this way. You know, the dishwasher works fine 365 days a year for 7 years. And one day goes on the fritz. And we go, that damn dishwasher, you know. We really expect these things not to happen, and it's a big drama when something doesn't work or goes wrong. We completely ignore, completely don't think that for 7 years it worked without a problem. Now it's a huge problem that today it doesn't work. Well, what did you expect? And this is the problem. We expect what's unrealistic. We expect what can't be delivered by the spiritual, by the worldly, by the anything. Machines break down. Machines need to be repaired from time to time. Machines don't work perfectly. Our bodies don't work perfectly. You know, we have great health year in, year out, and one day we get very sick, and this is terrible. As if we didn't have years and years of no major health problem. So it's not if you find God or if you reach truth, your car won't break down. And it's not even that you won't be in some way upset that your car broke down. It's that there won't be an inner complaint. There won't be a wrath. Why is this happening to me? If you're really lucky, you may actually remember when your car breaks down that most of the people in the world don't own a car and never will. If you really focus on the spiritual side of things, the day may come for you when your car breaks down. Oddly enough, and literally miraculously, you thank the car deep down in yourself. You thank God deep down in yourself. You thank existence deep down in yourself that this is your biggest problem. My car broke down. That you can even have this problem, that you have a car that could break down. That you don't have to walk 3 miles to get fresh water and then carry it back. That the inconvenience for you is you have to walk the 2 blocks to the Starbucks to get a cup of coffee. Now this in its own way really is a miracle, because the complaining attitude, the inner tension of that complaining is there from the beginning. We are culturally reinforced for it. Everything should go right. Everything should be our way. Everything should be smooth. That's what a good life means. Everything works out for you. Which ultimately, if you trace it back all the way to the primitive part of the thinking of that, it's a denial of death.